I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, March 21. Coming up, public being cautioned against eating corned beef until further notice, government to increase funeral and education grants under the Poor Relief Program, and National Stadium patrons warned to avoid smoking at the venue. The news in detail after the break.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
Now the news. Consumers are being cautioned against consuming corned beef until further notice. This advice from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, which has imposed an immediate import ban on corned beef from Brazil. Portfolio Minister Casamudes says the move follows reports from Brazilian authorities that several major meat processors in that country have been selling rotten beef and poultry. The companies are also alleged to have paid hefty bribes to auditors in exchange for fraudulent sanitary licenses. The companies implicated by the Brazilian authorities supply 99.5% of the corned beef sold in Jamaica. Following an emergency meeting Monday with key stakeholders, including local corned beef distributors and importers, it was decided that all corned beef currently on the shelves be withdrawn as a precautionary measure. Additionally, the National Food Recall Committee will inform the public when it is safe to consume the product. In the interim, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica will conduct chemical test profiles to ascertain the contents of corned beef on the market. The Veterinary Services Division of the Ministry will conduct microbiological and residue tests to determine if contaminants are present in the products on the local market. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the ministry will be increasing the funeral and education grants under the Poor Relief Program as at the new financial year. This, he says, is in response to concerns from poor relief officers about the lack of adequate resources for the many social programs they have to undertake. Minister McKenzie adds that the government will be providing $90 million for indigent housing in the new financial year. He notes that there are more than 20,000 indigent housing solutions across the country, pointing out that the government will ensure that the money is spent on the homes in need of repairs. Patrons at events at the National Stadium are being urged to avoid smoking at the venue or face penalties. General Manager of Independence Park Limited IPL, Major Desmond Brown, says his agency will be actively enforcing the smoking ban implemented through the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013, which became effective July 15, 2013. He adds that this initiative is part of efforts to create a more family-friendly environment at the National Stadium and other properties at the National Sports Complex.
The complaint that we're getting at the stadium, especially for football, is that they're not coming to the stadium because they sit down with their family and somebody comes beside them and either starts, smokes a cigarette or even a spliff. So we're asking persons who support their clubs if they want the clubs to improve. And for the 2 hours that they're at the stadium, don't light up.
Mr. Brown adds that persons caught smoking at the venue could be fined or imprisoned. And Jamaica now has a criminal bench book, which will better aid trial judges in directing juries in criminal cases. The bench book was officially launched in Kingston on March 17 and provides judicial officers with a single publication to which they can turn for guidance in crafting summations to juries. It will save judicial time in the preparation of summations and assist in the delivery of consistently predictable, accurate, and clear directions to the jury. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says a significant feature of the trial process is the communication between judges and jurors, and the guidelines will go a far way in reducing errors.
The most important contribution that this bench book will make is towards ensuring the right to a fair trial to which every Jamaican is entitled.
The criminal bench book was developed by the government through funding provided by the United Kingdom Foreign and Commonwealth Office. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.